if you're aligned with the truth of God and the love of God, this recontextualizes the whole sequence in which you experience life and then your interpretation of it. So each thing becomes something in which a different level of consciousness has its own inner conflicts. So when you're working in the 500s, you know, you're learning on how to handle love, etc. At 600, you're in a different dimension. Emotional love and all those things are not what it's about. And as you move up to, like I was explaining, the 800s, you're starting to go through physical agonies. I remember physical agonies, and then it was helpful to know that others had been through it. You know, the Buddha said he felt like his bones were broken, and Jesus Christ sweat blood, and many mystics have complained about it. It's because the human nervous system is not really made to handle energies that calibrate over 800 very, very well. You really should go to a different dimension because the protoplasmic field, the acupuncture system and the nervous system handles the higher energies with great difficulty. It's not really made to handle that. The animal didn't need an energy, you know, nervous system that could handle energies up to 800. Because as you go up the scale of consciousness, the frequency, the power enormouses logarithmically. So you're getting logarithmic expansions of power that's beyond the capacity of the protoplasm. And we calibrated whether the nervous system adapts, and it says actually it does. If there's anything you're holding that's negative, not necessarily your own, but at least collectively some common negative belief system of mankind, there's this burning sensation, and you have to dive within yourself. You can also use kinesiology to discern what is this energy, you know, what chakra of what archetype in the unconscious. And as I said before, the trouble I had was with the spiritual knight. The white knight was always indignant about the machinations of the dark spiritual knight just taking over the people who profess violence as the way to God, etc. So the white knight is really indignant about, you know, what the fallacy that's taken over. So, but anyway, you have to clear these things. And then through forgiveness and through constantly applying spiritual principles, they gradually disappear. And finally, you end up in a space that is, yeah, I went back into the void this time, negated the void. And the reason for the void is a misunderstanding of the teachings of the Buddha, of nothingness. No-thingness doesn't mean void of reality. So allness versus nothingness, which was the presentation at age 3, it took 38 years to resolve. 38 years to move back up through it, and this time redo it differently. It's due to the confusion of personal love with divine love. So negate personal love as an attachment. Personal love is an attachment, and you got to release that and surrender it. If you keep doing that, if you keep negating love as a reality, you will end up in the void. And the void is very, very impressive. I mean, at 850, it's nonlinear. It's infinite, no beginning, no end. There's no one there and nothing there. There is only the infinite consciousness itself, devoid of content. Neither is there anyone to witness it. It's only a knowingness. And it seems like the ultimate. It's infinite with no beginning, no end, beyond all time. And to a person who is not highly spiritually educated, it would seem like the ultimate. And there are many so-called arhats who calibrate 800, think that is the ultimate realm. No, that is not the ultimate. And the ultimate is not nothingness, but allness. No thingness means nonlinear. And in the void, there is no thing. There's not even a personal you. And it is infinite. But what is absent is the presence of divinity as love. By refusing the void, because it lacks the quality of love, then you reapproach it, only this time, as all that which just falls away, you end up in a very high space. And you see, very few people have been there. As you're in this space, you can actually see it's like a high pass. In over history, few have gone through the pass. In that space comes another, a last, unexpected out of the silence, because your mind is silent, and then comes like a knowingness. It comes out as the ultimate, what I can see now as the ultimate luciferic temptation. There comes a knowingness. Now that you're beyond personal karma, now that you know there's no consequence, that all that you've done or think you've done is all illusion, it's all linear nonsense. All power is yours, own it. Ha, wow. See, because without love, that love would be a constraint, wouldn't it? Your selfishness or whatever, you couldn't put all the widows out on the street in order to make extra money on the rent. Love would be then a constraint. So this knowingness is, now that you're beyond all limitation and all consequence and all karmic repercussions, all power is yours, own it. Huh. It's a knowingness that comes to you silently. And you see who said yes to it. I could see who said yes, and I could see who said no. By that time, I'd evolved to the point that the idea of having power was a joke. I thought, all power over all over everyone. Who would want it? I mean, who would want the responsibility of power over all of life? No, thank you, sir. And because the reality which I already experienced as my reality was identical with power, so what would I gain by it? So I refused the power, and then came what I call the last doorway. Having refused power for its own sake, power over others, any kind of gain or power within the linear domain, the last thing left, which comes up as a shock, sort of, is there's nothing left to surrender to God except your life. Your life, you realize that you're clinging to this last thing. You're clinging to life. Well, this is the narcissistic core of the ego, which has reigned, and it's told you that it is the source of your life, and that's why you cater to the ego, is it has you convinced that it is the source of your life. Now you realize that that which you consider the essence and the source of your life, and you believe it right down to the end of your toes, the last thing you can surrender to God is life itself. And then arises the fear of death. You think you've died before. You never died before. It's not possible to die. Life cannot be extinguished. All you can do is go out of body, and it's a joke. Anyway, now comes the real death. You can only experience it once, and if it arises, it means you've never died before. This is the first and only death that you can experience. Then comes the knowingness that this too must be surrendered to thee, O Lord. Then comes a terror of death and an agony of death. And then there's a knowingness. The knowingness comes about not a verbal mentalization, but this is the so-called grace of the guru. Somewhere you have heard the truth. It exists in your aura as a frequency and a vibration of the guru, the teacher. The knowingness is that all fear is illusion. It comes out of Zen. All fear is illusion. And faith in the teacher, if all fear is illusion, I can surrender this fear. So you surrender the fear of death itself, which frankly is quite brief but also quite agonizing. You actually literally experience yourself die. You actually die. And then opens the doorway to the infinite, self-revealing, beyond all time, beyond all dimension. The mind goes silent, and it's never spoken since. And what speaks now is like a persona used by the inner self as a means of communication with humanity. It knows how to use the mentalization and the mind, but it just utilizes it. The mind itself is silent. It says nothing. So those are the main levels you transcend. Then you begin to see that the mind is happening of its own. And once you see that the mind is spontaneous and you stop calling it mine, the way to differentiate yourself is to stop calling it my body, call it the body. Instead of my thoughts, they are the thoughts. Instead of my mind, they are the mind. You begin to pull back from the identification, and you see that mentalization is going on spontaneously of its own. If you don't believe it, just try to stop it, and you'll see that you can't do it. You can say, I'm not going to think anymore. Oh, yeah, right? That within 1/10,000th of a second, you're thinking again.
Hi, this is Dan Strutzel. At this moment, you're probably feeling excited, inspired, motivated, empowered, and most importantly, ready to apply the information you've just heard. We at Nightingale Conant want you to keep that feeling going today, tomorrow, and for the rest of your life, and use it to create the life of your dreams. But we know that's not always easy to do. I'm going to share with you a simple yet extremely effective secret that will help you to maintain the motivation you're feeling right now and really achieve the goals that first inspired you to listen to this program. It's called the Online Mission Statement Builder. In just 5 short minutes, this free, easy-to-use online service will give you a detailed, clearly defined, printed statement of your life's mission that will give you the power to truly accomplish any goal, spiritual, personal, or financial. Your mission statement will be like a guiding light, keeping you focused on what's important, the person you're becoming, the life you dream of, and the goals you plan on achieving, so your life unfolds exactly the way you want it to. Use this free service now, and you'll immediately propel yourself toward the achievement of your goals and dreams. I know, because thousands of people have already taken this opportunity and experienced rapid and dramatic life transformations as a result. This is your invitation to be next. If you're committed to having more, doing better, and living life to the absolute fullest, and you'd like to achieve those goals in record time, simply visit our website at www.nightingale.com/mission-statement to begin the process. That's www.nightingale.com/mission-statement. Remember, there is no cost for this powerful service and no obligation, but I do urge you to visit www.nightingale.com/mission-statement now. If you hesitate, the momentum you feel now may fade away over the days and weeks to come. That's what happens to most people. They let their hopes and dreams pass them by. Please don't let that be you. Take action now, and you'll change your personal, professional, and financial future immediately and forever. Go to www.nightingale.com/mission-statement today.